Today's Bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. The government has put the call out for proposals to build more vaccination manufacturing plants in Australia and increase the country's ability to combat viruses into the future. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
The government is looking to partner with business to build a cutting-edge mRNA vaccine manufacturing facility in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says this will be an investment not just to fight COVID-19, but for any future pandemics.
So this is a long-term plan with short and medium-term benefits.
Labor says the government had the opportunity to build an mRNA plant earlier in the pandemic and has wasted time. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has begun under the watchful eye of Egyptian mediators. The ceasefire, suggested by United States and Egyptian officials, began at 2 a.m. local time and brought a halt to what has been 11 days of fighting. Hundreds of people, including children, had died during the conflict. Egypt are sending two security delegations to oversee the ceasefire, earning them praise from US President Joe Biden. In coronavirus news, Northern Territory government officials say a medical director did not breach quarantine restrictions by taking on a second job. Howard Springs Centre for National Resilience medical director Di Stevens was in contact with arrivals from COVID-stricken India before working at a music festival. Reports allege while working at the festival, she transported attendees to and from their rooms through a golf buggy. The federal government is calling on those with concerns about the AstraZeneca vaccine to listen to health authorities. It says the cases of blood clotting, which are raising concerns among those eligible for the jab, need to be put into perspective. Pharmacists are set to become the first port of call for patients seeking access to certain types of medicinal cannabis products. Sydney University's School of Pharmacy is surveying pharmacists to gauge their readiness to dispense medical cannabis and low-dose cannabidiol, or CBD, medicines. Clinical trial coordinator Zita Bawa told National Radio News CBD medicines may have been approved, but no products have yet been registered for distribution in Australia. She says pharmacists will need to be supported with the right information to ensure that patients are accessing these medicines appropriately.
The indications that these products can be used for, we're still developing the clinical data for them, but once they do become available, we'll have better clarity over those things. Pharmacists will need to make the decisions based on those.
Thousands of Australian students are dropping classes today as part of the first school strike for climate protest in a year. The protests this year were sparked by the Morrison government's plans to expand the gas industry. The coalition this week announced $600 million will go towards building a gas-fired power station in New South Wales. School Strike for Climate says if the government cares about young people's future, they must stop investing in gas. The strikes, inspired by activist Greta Thunberg, have been happening on Fridays since 2019. And briefly in golf, youngster Cam Davis has rebounded from an early triple bogey to lead the Australian charge after the first round of the 103rd US PGA Championship. He shot an impressive 3 under par 69 to be tied second, just 2 shots adrift of Canadian leader Corey Connors.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Good afternoon, this is Matt Caruana here with Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Kind of funny weather outside currently. It's currently sitting at 16.5 degrees. We're going to have possible showers later today. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to start the weekend off mostly sunny, tops of 21. And tops of 21 on Sunday, looking like it's going to have some possible showers.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Cranbrook, Richmond Road at the Northern Road, there's been a car crash. There's been some emergency services have arrived on the situation. Reduce your speed and exercise some caution. Glenbrook, Great Western Highway at Capsmack Street, there's been a car crash. Eastbound traffic is affected. Reduce your speed around there. In Drummoyne, Victoria Road just past Westbourne Street. There's been a crash of a truck. Westbound traffic is heavily affected. Emergency services have arrived. And in Ingleburn, Collins Promenade between Sackville Street and Cumberland Road, there's been a car crash there, and you'll want to reduce the speed around there.
Welcome to another episode of the Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt and I, as you heard, you know, just drive slowly. It's quite becoming the slippery.
It's getting hectic out there.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, it's a rain. It's not always welcome, except for the agriculture sector. Otherwise, if you're driving in the rain, just be very careful and listen to the updates on the Live 90.5, the best radio station on the planet. And thank you for tuning in Sydney, Australia, worldwide to listen today. Awesome interview with amazing guests. And now, you know, I couldn't pick up the better partner in crime than Matt Caruana, who's going to introduce our guest. And we're going to talk with him about mental health and his story. It's something you need to listen on a podcast, Alive 90.5.com.au, tonight after 6:30 p.m. Matt, it's all yours.
Guys, we have a very, very, very amazing guest with us today. He's someone who I actually met recently, only a few days ago, yet so much has happened in these last few days. His name is Matt Grant. Matt, how are you today?
Mate, I'm very well. To be honest, I feel like I'm floating on a cloud. I met you, what, 2-3 days ago?
I'm pretty sure that's not the Tinder. You didn't meet him on the Tinder, right? You just met.
I'm happily married with 3 kids, so no. We met 3 days ago, and since we met, we recorded a podcast, we spoke at a high school, and now I'm on the radio. So
it's been incredible these last few days.
It's been incredible, but yeah, I'm very well, mate. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, and I was very our podcast interview the other day, it was heavily focused around mental health. Obviously, you guys would know my story is very much suicide, mental health, then empowerment, turning things around. Although Matt has a very inspiring story himself, and that podcast interview, well, I would say in a way, it was like both of us interviewing one another. It was really amazing, and I got to say, yeah. And then that led to the school yesterday, and it's led to today, and I wouldn't have wanted to unfold in any other fashion. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself, but about your story. Why do you do what you do?
Right. Well, how long you got? So, again, thank you so much for having me on, guys. This is an absolute honor. I love sharing my story, and I shared my story to the world, to my social media platforms, which hopefully we'll get later so I can get some more followers. What do you reckon?
Of course.
And my life changed.
I just meant to draft your invoice for this one. So.
And my life, since sharing my story, my life changed drastically. And Maddie, I know you feel that too. I finished high school and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I didn't really do too much at high school. I just I had a lot of fun, and I love sport, and my mum suggested I do the personal training course because I love sport, I love helping people. And so I did that. It took like 6 to 8 weeks, and then from there I ran an outdoor business for say 10 years. I worked in a few gyms and stuff before setting up my own gym. And throughout this process, I had some of the most stressful times of my life. When I left high school, I became very sick because I was partying a lot, way too much actually, for, you know, the best part of 5 years. And I developed chronic fatigue. Now, this was debilitating. Chronic fatigue turned into depression. And once my mum, I was sad and I didn't know why I was sad. And I went to my mum and said, "Mum, I'm rocking up to my training sessions and I'm in the car and I'm crying and I just don't know why." And my mum said, "You've got this thing called depression." And I said, "What's depression?" This was like 10 years ago or something. I'd never even heard of what it was. And when I found out, I thought, well, okay, that fits the mold. And the next 10 years were huge. My life started to kind of spiral out of control. I lost a lot of friends. I really found out who my real friends were. And this led me to announcing to the world about 2 years ago that I do suffer. And when I announced that, everything changed. Everything changed.
Why did it change?
It changed because people can relate. I didn't realize that there were so many people out there who were struggling with the same thing, who were feeling the sadness that I felt and feeling as low as I felt.
Did you feel like you were the only one at the time?
100%. I feel like no one's going to understand. Again, no one, I didn't even know what depression was. As soon as I announced that I do suffer from depression, I thought I need to change. I need to change the relationships with the people around me, and I need to get the message out that it is okay to not be okay and that there are people that are suffering in silence. So I decided to host my first mental health event. I've got another one coming up September 10, Maddie, which I'd love for you to be a special guest on. You in?
Let's do it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sold. You heard it first. And when I ran this event, I've never experienced such feedback. I've never experienced such emotion. There was so many people in the audience in tears after the event. I had so many phone calls and text messages from people that I care so much about. I told myself I wouldn't cry today. And that just meant the world to me. And this just solidified the fact that I needed to dive into the mental health space.
Matt, I have a question for you. Now, I know your age, and most importantly, let's go step back. Matt and I, you know, share in this studio for past maybe 3-4 months now. And what struck me with Matt, it's something very important. And Matt didn't make millions on his suicide attempt. You know, instead of this, he tried to help the people, but he's not holding back sharing his story about jumping from 35 meters tall building. Now, don't you feel embarrassed to share your story with the public?
I did. I did.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
Of course.
Because, you know, we live in society with everything on a first glance is like, oh, Matt, really, did you jump from the building? Oh, how was your wheelchair today, baby? Oh, this and that. But behind the back, it's like, who knows what they say? Same thing goes for me, right? You know, I mean, that's...
Exactly right, yeah.
You know, I mean, who gives... You know, I know what you're saying about me behind my back, Matt Caruana. But the thing is, society is very judgmental. On a first glance in public, everybody's like, you know, compassionate, kind and everything else. However, behind the closed doors, you know, the people rubbing things into, you know, behind your back. Now, you're a strong man and you have the... give me the proper word for the balls.
Resilient?
For the balls.
For the balls.
Yeah.
Please say for the boss.
For the boss, yeah. You have a lot of cojones, bravery and the courage to share this story with all of us. And you have the couple minutes now, listeners. You know, can you elaborate a little bit more this, why not you ashamed to share this story? What's the ultimate key objective goal by sharing your story and talk to people like Matt and yourself who gone through that ordeal?
It's because it's a...
Thank you very much. That was it today. So
you're done? You're done? Okay, thanks, guys. It's a ripple effect. I share, then someone else shares, then someone else shares, then someone else shares. And before we know it, we've got more people opening up, more people getting help, more people checking in on their friends. And that is the goal of my life. And was it hard to announce the first time? Hell yeah. Even today, if I post something like around depression or whatever... there's a part of me that thinks like, oh, people aren't going to believe me or people are going to call me a fake. And Maddie, you inviting me here today, the first thing that I thought was why? Why the hell does he want me here? Like, what do I have to offer? You know, like this guy's mad. And then Mario, you've met me and you probably think I'm mad too, right?
Well, I like a madness.
You like a bit of madness?
Well, the thing it is, you know, we live in a society where, I always said to Matt, he's the true hero for me for one simple reason, because he has a no compelling story. Let's go know this defined like, oh, Matt, your story going to help hundreds of thousands of people with your story. most of public speakers in that domain of the mental health or try to help other people, you know, they have the show, you know, they prepare themselves as a showtime. It's everything is money driven and, you know, the big audience, everything else. But reality is the life is not about just standing on stage and talk to 1,000 people and make them happy. It is being the human being, you know what I mean? And when you share this thing that you cried, I tell you something, I never been ashamed in my life more. I cried in front of one girl, right, a long time ago. And she humiliated me for my tears, right? And I said to myself, I'll never cry again in my life. Because that moment I opened myself, I cried, of course, and she humiliated me. But when the man says he's crying in front of other men, for me personally, that's a courage. Yeah. I'll tell you later why it is. Should we have the break, Matt?
Let's head to the break now.
Let's take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Grant with us in studio. Matt Caruana, his guest today on our Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we'll continue after the short break. You're listening to the best radio talk show. Matt and Mario, welcome you. You know, website alive905.com.au. Press the stream line now. And the Darren Scape Dave is going to take the phone calls in his office if you have for the Matt Grant.
Alive 90.5.
All alone as you look through the door, nothing left to see. If it hurts and you can't take no more, lay it all on me. No, you don't have to keep it under lock and key. 'Cause I will never let you down. And if you can't escape all your uncertainty, baby, I can show you how.
Yeah. the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
I get to jump, run, ride, laugh. Because of blood donors, I got to beat leukemia.
When you give blood at the Red Cross Blood Service, it only takes an hour, and it feels so good knowing you've helped someone like Charlotte. To donate, visit donateblood.com.au or call 13 14 95 today.
It's 22 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here with our special guest, a very special guest, Matt Grant, all the way from the Northern Beaches. And
yeah, Northern Beaches. Like, you know, we don't have that many guests coming from that side of the, you know, where all these happy, healthy, wealthy people live.
Happy, healthy, yeah, happy, man. Healthy. I'm talking about having depression.
I tried to promote you. But yeah, I'd like to say thank you to Matt Caruana, who brought today our guest in studio on a short notice. Matt Grant,
you can do it.
Yeah. Grant. I can. Yeah, it's on English.
Good job. Nice work.
So, Matt, we started, you know, like, you open your heart and without hesitation, you said your hurdles and obstacles you hit and you face a depression that, as I say, like, on the beginning, you expressed your feelings deep inside that you cried and, you know, other related emotional things. So how did you start coping with depression?
How did I start coping with it? Well, at first, I didn't...
Did you neglect this? It's like, no, I'm not depressed, Mom. I don't want this. And you walk right on the street, the rage, and punch a couple of people in the face.
No, I wish that was the answer. But it's like, it's a feeling like nothing else, right? And the fact that I didn't know what depression was and felt just so alone, I just coped with it by myself in my own head. And my GP was just feeding drugs to me, you know, all these different antidepressants, and I was trying them, not happy yet, tried the next one, not happy yet, you know. And it was my mom was there for me more than anyone, and she was making sure I was sticking to a good diet, just keeping myself healthy, because I feel that we look at the psychologists and the drugs you can take, and you forget about the fact that exercise, the basics, sleep, drink heaps of water.
Yeah, but why you know, like, Matt, he didn't hide, you know, me and Matt, when you face depression, right, and, you know, your suicidal thoughts, Matt Grant. And Matt,
you can call me MG. You can call me MG if you want.
I can't, because my son is MG, you know, Matteo Gaetano.
Well, he's not here, right?
No, but, you know, he doesn't listen either. So, MG, why why we don't turn, but you did turn, Matt, MC, you turned to the exercising, but yet you're hiding deep inside yourself suicidal thoughts. And Matt, why, the question for you is, why we don't turn straight away to the some type of help and straight away exercising?
Why don't we turn to help? Because you're in a dark hole. Having depression is like you are literally in a hole and you can't get out. Yeah. The last thing you feel like doing is exercising, getting outside. And on top of this, I had chronic fatigue. And chronic fatigue is, I'm not sure how many people know much about it, and it's more than just being tired, you know. Yeah, I was bedridden for 6 months or whatever, probably longer, but... Do you drink, Mario? You drink alcohol?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
There was no substances, wasn't in my body being included in any opening of my body, even the first one. But I stopped when I found out my son was
diagnosed with epilepsy and the brain tumor. So that was a startup when I stopped, you know, until 10 years ago. So, but not anymore, but I did.
So I asked because...
Violently.
Well, there you go. So you know what a hangover feels like then, right? So with chronic fatigue, you wake up and you feel like you have a hangover every day without drinking.
Do you mind to ask you, can you describe one of your days? How do your day will look like from the morning you wake up while you in depression state?
When I had chronic fatigue and stuff. Oh wow! Don't take me back.
Yeah.
I'd wake up. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'd wake up. I'd open my eyes. I'd look at the ceiling, and I would pray that it was gone. I'd pray that it was gone. And it wasn't. I'd be tired. My eyes would hurt. I'd slowly get out of bed. I actually didn't tell anyone, and I still worked. So where I was living with my mum, and where my mum lived was right next to the park where I personally trained people. I ran like a boot camp business, and I'd go down there, put on the brave face, and then I'd come straight back to bed. And I'd just stay in bed all day, depressed. There'd be no happiness. Nothing in my life was joyful. You can't find happiness. There's nothing, a good movie, a good song, none of it helps, you know. And my dad gives a good example that, you know, you'd give your left arm to be happy. You know, you'd do anything to be
so
happy.
Child,
but
Did you want to be happy in that state? Did you want happiness?
That's a good question.
He's full of good questions. It's all I wanted. It's all I want now. Like, the purpose of life is happiness, right? I mean, that's what I believe, and I've got three of the most beautiful kids on the planet. I've got the most beautiful wife. I've got such supportive friends and family, and you know, I still this day, like, I really have to search for true happiness, and it's because of the inner demons.
Can I share something with you? And I will suggest you. Do you find something more? There is a very famous 18th century German philosopher called Albert Schopenhauer. He's not known because he's never been so much cited, because he truly found his message why people are not happy. And he said this very clearly: from the moment we are born to the moment we die, we're living in pain, some type of pain, because of society perception we have, that, you know, from our friends, from our family, from everything, right? And we are running into this small temporary pleasures, which, you know, make us happy. I don't know, sex, weddings, you know, I mean, the gym, whatever it is. And what I admire in you, and I say this back to Matt Caruana, Luca, I don't know what a depression is. I think I felt it only once, 2014, but I go in a different direction. I not indulging myself, but I was having a bucket of 3 kilos. There was a Nutella, 3 kilos buckets, right? And I was smashed in 2 days. Honestly.
Yeah, I hear
to
you.
The point that I sat up in front of my mirror, I couldn't find my genitals. And I said to myself, what am I doing to myself? But that was not enough, you know, top up with the coke and everything else. And today you're saying these things, that you're still searching things, you know, that's what it is. The engine inside of you, because it can't be always be cured, right? It can't be always be cured from the problems. What do you think, Matt?
Cured from depression?
From depression or any other type of conditions, you know what I mean? Like, you are still finding time today for yourself how to motivate people, correct? Or
yeah, I still coach people, of course. I think personally that, yes, depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, all these things can be overcome. I deeply believe that. Although public belief doesn't say so. And
interesting.
Matt, you could probably add to this, actually. When you were in that state, did you see a light at the end of the tunnel? Did you think there was?
In this time, like in this period, which would have been, I think I was 22 or 23, no, I didn't see that light.
What did you believe was, I suppose, coming for you then for the rest of your life? You're 23, you've got a whole life ahead, right? So what did you actually see for yourself?
What did you want it to do?
Yeah, look, it's a good. I was always looking for the different doctor, who's going to fix me, because I feel like I couldn't fix me, and I'd go and see. I'd even things like chiropractors, get my neck fixed. I'd try and make myself healthy. And there became a point where you should have seen my body. Like, it was shredded. I was looking so... But this is when I got rid of a bit of the chronic fatigue, I could train. My whole body was... I was looking amazing. However, on the inside, I was crumbling. And my mum drilling the health into me got me out of the chronic fatigue. And then seeing the psychologist, I started to see the light a little bit. And I thought, there is going to be an end to this thing. When? I don't know. How? I kind of know. But I knew that I was willing to work for it.
You're willing to work for it?
Yeah.
Even though you were feeling the way you felt?
Yeah. Man. When I saw these little bits, when I saw these little pockets of happiness, I thought, you know, there's more to this thing. I can beat this thing. And wow. I've got depression right now. Like, I take an antidepressant every single night. Mm. And... you know, my moods go up and my moods go down. Far out, ask my wife. You know.
No, we don't want to call her now.
No, don't call her now. Don't call her now.
But you see, okay, this is something like a mirror image of Matt and yourself. Matt, he showed me his pictures, right? Okay, Matt is far much more younger. You're younger than me. But let's just say 20 years and 15 years, right? Or whatever it is. But you both have the mirror image of the something. Matt showed me his pictures before he jumped from the building. Shredded, strong, and everything else. Now, you telling me same thing. You know, you were shredded, you know what I mean, everything else. And if we, let's just say, go on social media, saw you, you know what I mean, and yourself, I was like, God, I want to be this guy. Isn't that perception of society that we want to look like somebody, but actually we don't ask how these people... that person truly it is, how he feels.
Well, this is where I believe the problems come from. When I reached out and said, hey world, I've got depression, the people that were reaching out to me were the Adonises, were the really good looking, you know, successful, the guys driving the best car, and it's the people who are covering it up. These are the ones that are suffering in silence. They're the right. ones that are putting on the brave face. And it's not always the case, but 9 times out of 10, I'd show you photos of these people and you'd be like, that person's depressed? What the hell? How could that person be
everything.
Depressed? Everything. You've got the money, you know, you've got, you know, fame, you've got the looks.
The people we look up to, behind the scenes, something else was going on.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, not always, but, you know, yeah, I mean, I think it's more common than... the average Joe.
I just admire MG.
Thank you, Mario.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think it's definitely a thought to leave us on for the break. That, you know, sometimes people who are looking 10 out of 10 inside might not be that at all.
That's guys, true. But before we go, just I want to say something else. Finally, our second guest for the show, Payal Kakria, she arrived in studio. She was driving 65 minutes around them, and she found the studio. But yes, man, please.
This is a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We'll take you on a short break.
Oh my God, these feelings just begun. I'm saying things I've never said, doing things I've never done. Oh my God, when I see you I should it right. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. Tells me to stop feeling feelings I feel about us. Try to fight it but it's never enough. I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes bum 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 bum. Oh my God, can't believe what I've become. I'm thinking things I shouldn't think, singing songs I've never sung. Oh my God, when I see you I should run. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. Tells me to stop feeling feelings I feel about us. Try to fight it but it's never enough. Cause my heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. Cause I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. But my heart goes up bottom. Bum 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 b
so I go. My heart goes.
Alive 90.5.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Term 2 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and they currently have a special double discounts promotion on eligible courses, which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
My name is Matt Caruana and welcome to me. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live 90.5 Business. Yes, Matt and Mario. Matt, you want to say something?
I want to say something. I'm lost for words.
Okay, we try to cheer you up because we have it today. Matt Grant, we have the Matt Grant, aka MG. Thanks to Matt Caruana who brought him today in the studio on a short notice to talk about mental health.
Yeah, it's someone who's personally inspired me over the last few days ever since I met him. So, guys, we've spoken about a lot so far. And tell me more about the chronic fatigue and how that affected you and how you overcame it as well.
Well, the chronic fatigue was where everything started. Like, I've got depression in my family. So, look, it was always there. But the chronic fatigue is where everything started because I was the cool guy. I was the life of the party. I was, you know, invited to all the parties and this was my life. I played heaps of sport and, you know, when that was taken from me through my chronic fatigue, when I wasn't able to party, when I wasn't able to play sport, that's when I started to crumble.
So why were we going to all these parties and all the stuff at the time?
Because it was fun. Because it was fun. And this was, you know, this was growing up on the North Shore was kind of like, it's what we did, you know. You go out, you party, it was a bit of a toxic environment as far as like, you know, who's got the hottest girlfriend, who's got the most money. And, you know, that was kind of, not an amazing way to grow up. But, you know, people definitely grow up in worse areas. The chronic fatigue was the start of something very, very horrible. Very, very horrible, you know. And it was 6 months being bedridden, and then that went into, like, you asked how I got out of it. It was through, my three life... I've got these three principles, which I really want to speak to you guys about today.
What are they?
Mario, do you want to hear them?
Of course I want to hear them.
Just throw you under the bus.
No, we're just like...
He's
no,
having some fun over
no,
there.
No, we're just... Payala, she's disturbing us here in the studio, so we can things. No, of course I want to hear it. Yeah.
So I live by three things. Number one is surround yourself with good people. Number two is everything in life happens for a reason. And number three is treat everyone with respect. And to this day, the more the more I think about these three things, the better my life becomes. You know, I believe that you treat every single person well, because you don't know how someone's day's been. You don't know what someone's going through. You don't know, you know, someone cuts you off in the traffic and, you know, you want to get angry. You don't know what they're on. They could be rushing to hospital. They could have a sick kid. Rather than blowing up at them, you know, and ruining your day, I believe that we've got to treat everyone the best we can. And these three principles have changed my life. And I know anyone out there, you can't argue it, right? You surround yourself with good people. I'm doing that right now.
Absolutely. And the one key thing that really stands out to me, like, while you were sharing that, was empathy. Empathy. Like, if someone's being shitty, what's going through their day? What's bringing them to feel like that? And why are they treating you like they are? Do you think we lack empathy in our society as a whole?
Definitely. I mean, look, I hear people bitching about other people. I'm allowed to say that word.
Oh, okay. God, everywhere.
No worries, Matt Caron's going to pay the fine. So it's okay.
Sorry. Look, I hear people talking about other people behind their backs, you know, every day, and, you know, the amount of, it's like, oh, look what that person's doing, and look what that person's doing, and it's toxic. And it's funny that, I'll tell you a really quick story. There was this girl that used to come to training ages and ages and ages ago. She doesn't train with us anymore. And she never used to speak to anybody when she got there, right? And one of the other girls said, oh, how rude is that girl, blah, 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 not ever saying hi. And
judgment
will be the death of us. And, you know, I knew that this person was struggling big time with their mental health, and they were shy. They had social anxiety. They were scared to approach people. Mm. And she's being judged. She's being judged, but she's not well. And that's something that sticks with me.
So yeah. can I just on that note, you see how interesting it is now that, you know, this is what I'm always said to Matt. We can go to psychiatrists or psychologists that we can do, you know, conversation, but that's a dead job. And, you know, they're working based on symptoms and, you know, your story. However, the true help we can achieve, it's to the people like yourself, Matt Grant, Manji. Because, you see, you recognize in that girl or that lady, there's some symptoms. I'll call the symptoms. I'm not a medical professional. I don't know if I have a medicine, but I call the symptoms as an amateur. But you recognize that, you know, she's been judged, but there is more under her skin why she's behaving like this. But tell me, how much you know about men struggling mentally, and what is the biggest reasons why men struggle on the mental health?
Because we're supposed to be tough. Right, okay. We're big, tough men, and that's how, you know, we've grown up. And, you know, I mean, this is why I run mental health events just for men, because once they hear me share my story, then they start to feel like, oh, wow, he's going through the same thing as me. And then people start to open up and have conversations. I mean, the name of my mental health events is One Conversation. Teaching people how to have conversations. It sounds childish, doesn't it? You know, like, no, it we doesn't. Teach kids words.
No, it
and
doesn't. You know, because you see, this is what I like it. You know, you're teaching people how to have a conversation, because we forgot what a conversation it is. We truly, like, as a society, oh, we lost it.
Oh, we have.
Oh, Matt, did you see what's new on Facebook? Oh, yeah, dude, my, you know, Matt, did you lost the weight? Yes. But we forgot to converse between each other.
Mm.
And I can see, like, you know, I can see on my MG, my private MG, my son, you know, he's a 19-year-old boy, and, you know, in silence, sort of, sometimes I can see he's suffering, you know what I mean? And, you know, I try to talk to him, but I found difficult many times to go through this because it's a barrier, you know what I mean? I don't want to share this with you. I don't want to, you know, it's like, I say, who's going to be the best person to talk to him? You know, me as a father, I don't want to see myself as a failure, but I would like to invite my son, as I say, for your event. We'll wrap it up. This, we take a short break. You're listening to Business Insights with Mari and Matt, and Matt is gonna guide us through the break. I'd like to say thank you, Matt Grant, for sharing your life story, and I'm hoping and truly believe that you, along with Matt Caruana, gonna inspire many people. We'll come back after a short break.
Alive 90.5.
Mmm. Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow-cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02 8068.
Station sponsor.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02 882 9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
You're the special someone who makes me want to give in. You're the special someone who makes me want to give in. You're the special someone who makes me want to give in. You're the special someone who makes me want to give in.
Although my heart is closed, my eyes are open wide, looking for that magic stone to keep me warm inside. I've been so long alone, all around my heart, waiting for that someone. I've been knocked down and out time and time again. So many fools in love who only bring me pain. So many times I thought I'd always be alone, but you're that special someone. Someone,
you're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who
one heart. I get so close to love and life it tears apart. You are my destiny, I've known it from the start. You're the special someone, someone.
You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna
It's 10 minutes to 1 here on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Matt, here with Matt Grant. And I'm I've been seriously immersed in this conversation. I love this conversation. That
I can propose something. I'd like to invite Matt Grant in the near future, very near future. I'd like to one episode we dedicate men health. Yeah. You and Matt Caruana.
Yeah.
Have a conversation. I'll be behind the way that Matt it is, so you can guys conversing without questions, nothing. You just create episode about mental health.
Amazing.
Seriously, mental health, two of you. You know what I mean? Because if I freaking jump inside of mental health, we're going to go, everybody got to get diabetes because I'm going to call a bite of Nutella.
That sounds good, Mario. That sounds good. So, Matt, you're very passionate about mental health. It's very evident. And not only are you passionate, but you're also working it. You're on your own podcast, right?
Yep.
Real Life with MG. And yep. Guys, something to definitely check out. Why do you do what you do? Why are you passionate about mental health? And why is it important to you to bring about change in mental health?
Look, I believe that as a collective, we can make a genuine difference, and we can watch these suicide rates in young males drop if we learn to have the right conversations.
Interesting, yeah.
And that's it, full stop. Like, I don't want my sons to grow up in a world where they're scared to talk about their emotions, you know? I don't want my sons to have the life that I've had an amazing life, a phenomenal life, and I'm so grateful for everything that I've been through. Like, just like you, Maddie, like, I know, you know, you've been through a roller coaster more so than myself, but I know that you're grateful for what you've been through because it's made you who you are today, and it's made you passionate for what you want to do. But I'm in this thing to make a difference.
You know, there's a difference between the differences. The difference it is when somebody promote event and just come because it talks about themselves. But what I heard now, when the MG said to MC, my life was this and this and this, but it's not even close as a Matt Caruana. And this is what makes you special. Not special in a way that you need a special help, but unique. And this is what I like working on radio, and I love talking to people like yourself, which is not many, that they kindly recognize the other parties, you know, around them without glorifying themselves. And that's what makes you special.
That's what you do, Mario.
No, that's a marketing trick, you know. I mean, communism.
So when you've been saying nice things to me, you've been lying.
Well, don't say it to public, you know what I mean? But no, the thing is that, because I'm impressed, because trust me, Matt, you know what I mean? Like, even I'm being a senior citizen, I'm 48 years old, you know, I consider myself as a student of life, and I'm learning these things. And as I say, I have the midget at home. I call him midget. He's not midget. He's like a 6'10". I don't know who's his daddy, but the point is, what I learned from the generation of Matt, of yourself, you know, I mean, I can embrace and understand, so I can talk to my son, because you see, the same goes with what you say. You know, I mean, it's hard to recognize this. So anyway, Matt asks you, why you want to help? Who do you help in? How do you help in?
These events, you know, these events that I run, one conversation, you know, it's to bring awareness, but it's to help people share, you know. I have people on my podcast. I have inspiring people sharing their inspiring stories because it inspires other people. And this is how we have an impact. Like, Maddie, I've known you for like 4 days and you've inspired me more than you could ever imagine, you know. And this is what happens. This is that beautiful ripple effect. You know, I share my story, then I look at Maddie, I'm like, well, wow, look at what he's doing after what he's been through. And that inspires me. So I'm just going to continue to grow these groups because people need them. And
oh, they do, yes.
They do, you know. And we're watching men drop like flies, like literally, you know. The suicide rates were on the rise. I actually heard the other day that they've lowered a little bit, which is phenomenal. But, you know, I don't want to watch these suicide rates in young males rise. I want to do what I can to make a difference and stop this because, you know, we don't want loved ones to suffer.
But you don't like it about this, but two of you guys. You know, I'm just, you know, something comes up in my head, right? And I was in Melbourne on the day, I told you. Anyway, there's all signages, you know, called the Black Dog, called the Blue Line, called the, you know, Happy Hour, whatever freaking they call these helplines, you know what I mean? And they're all screaming for one thing, give us some money to help other ones. And
really?
It's a commercial, like, you know, every day they're collecting money, you get the emails, everything else. And then yet today in the studio, live, 90.5, we have the Matt Grant, together with Matt Caruana, two guys
hold back sharing their experience about mental health and their experiences, and they don't ask you for the one penny, but yet you want to help other people. See, this is what I'm trying to say to you. This is the energy people, you know, don't have anymore. That you, it's the word unselfish or selfish? Unselfish.
It's selfless.
Selfless. That's what I try to say. Just testing your English. They're selfless, won't help other ones. And Matt Grant, I truly admire for this one. And this is not because I need to say these things, but it's like admiring Matt Caruana for the parts he's doing. But what you're saying today, you want to grow the groups, and yet you don't do Cry Me a River on TV, on a radio, give me more money to help other ones.
No.
But yet you are doing your time, your energy from your family. How many kids you have? 7 kids. What did you say in the beginning?
I'll probably end up having 7 kids. I've got three young boys.
For that, I'm grateful.
You still got time for that, sir. So. Matt, honestly, it's been an honor to meet you the other day. And it's an honor to have you in studio today. I'm sure many listeners want to, you know, keep in touch, keep the conversation going, even though we are going to continue this conversation one day. We're going to have this, you and
no,
I
want to go, like, even if I don't, you know, say, like, I don't have depression. I mean, I have the other demons in me.
Oh,
but I want to come for that conversation.
But this is the thing, right, Mario? This is the thing. It doesn't, if you're suffering from depression, that's horrible, right? But we need to, if someone, your best friend, comes to you and says, I'm suffering right now, and you think, well, I don't know what to do. This is what we need. We need to teach people how to have conversations with people. We all have mental health. Everyone has mental health. It's just whether we have an illness or not. And we want to know what to do when someone comes to us and says, I'm struggling right now.
Okay, I put a bet here. Next to your meeting group, I buy 10 pizzas for everybody. Everybody who's come on a Matt Grant group, Mario Becker shouting 10 pizzas. You hear my word on this one.
You hear that? Live on air.
Yeah, live on air. You know, everybody
can't
comes.
Can't take that
back. No, seriously, just tell us the name. Tell us the date and name. We're going to have on a Facebook page, or come on our website at live905.com.au. Tonight at the 6:30, you're going to hear that interview. You're going to hear the details, everything else.
One thing that has really stands out to me, Matt, is your drive, your passion. And you say there's such a need for having these conversations. People need to know how to have these conversations. And you're hosting events about that, creating conversations, sparking conversations within people that don't really want to, maybe, because it's uncomfortable. There's such sincerity behind you. Let the listeners know, how can they get in contact with you?
Instagram.
Okay.
Don't talk while I'm saying my Instagram handle. This is it. This is how I'm going to blow up, Mario. Come on, man. It's @_Matt_Grant_. There you go. Boom. And that's pretty much my podcast is Real Life with MG. Like I said before, I interview inspiring people. Matt's episode, the episode I did with Matt, is actually out today, and it's the most powerful episode I've ever done. And that's not, I'm not just saying that because you're right here, but you can look me up on Instagram and listen to my podcast, and I'd greatly appreciate it. If this has inspired you in any way, if you have any questions, just reach out. I'll write back. If you don't know how to get help, reach out to me. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just a dude who cares. So
I was just on a Spotify Real Life with MG. He looks cute on that picture. I mean,
it's a cartoon picture.
It's a beautiful one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cartoon picture of me, and who did the caricature thing made me look really muscly, which is good. I do look like that, by the way. Just
you
like,
are a beautiful human,
under,
Matt.
Under my jumper.
Guys, it's been an incredible interview. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt, taking you through to the hour. Enjoy. We're going to have some news, a quick break, and we'll be back with our second guest, Payal.
But before that, please come on our website, alive905.com.au, tonight at 6:30 p.m., and you can catch up with the podcast we've done today on air, live with Matt Grant. Come on his podcast, Real Life with the MG. Go over here on his Instagram, _Matt Grant_, whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Close enough.
Matt, thank you for being today our guest.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, man. See you later.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, for Ridzeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimize tax, maintain cash flow, and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850 3888.